This is the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large. It's the 27th of May, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Did you give everybody else the weekend off?
No, Ithy's with me here today, but she's just in the other studio at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains why we're here.
Yes.
Or not. I know where we need to be tonight.
Tell me.
We need to be at the Benton County School of the Arts High School.
Okay.
For an outdoor performance of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Twelfth Night. By a new company that involves Justin Schauer and his wife, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they're going to be funny. We had an interesting philosophical discussion about outdoor Shakespeare. Because, you know, all major cities have it.
No, Shakespeare in the Park. Central Park, San Francisco. Yes.
I grew up going to it in Kansas City. He says it's almost like a badge of cultural health for a city.
Hmm.
And they've been doing Shakespeare in the Park here for 3 or 4 years. But this time he and his wife have formed a company to do it. And it should be a lot of fun. They're doing it as kind of street theater. Not like Alley 38. You don't have to hike to get there. But it's going to be just jeans and a t-shirt and defined by the actor. The character is playing defined by the actors, and the actors playing more than one character. And lots of energy and lots of craziness, and it will be lots of fun. Now, here's an interesting thought. He says that the audience shouldn't worry about understanding Shakespeare, because the average working vocabulary during Shakespeare's time was about 500 words.
Yeah, really?
And Shakespeare used 20,000 words in his plays.
So some of those audiences were as coming to this as unready as some contemporary audience members, maybe.
Exactly.
Okay.
And all you have to do is sit back and have a good time. If you miss a word, nope, there will not be a quiz later. 5 o'clock today at the Benton County School of the Arts High School on Poplar and Rogers. It's free. Or 5:15 Thursday at Gully Park in Fayetteville, also free. And you can find out more at theclassicaledge.org.
All right.
This afternoon is the Bass Reeves interview.
At Clayton House.
That you're excited about.
Yes.
That happens at 2 o'clock and it's free. And there's a lecture on the power of nature at 2 o'clock at Hobbs State Park in Rogers, also free, and tonight is the last showing of Alley 38.
You've put us in four different cities. You've put us in Rogers and Fort Smith and Fayetteville. You've put us all over the place.
And you're on your own this time.
All right.
But if you miss Shakespeare, you can go Thursday. If you miss Alley 38, people will be talking about it and you won't know why.
Because this is the last night.
You're so right. 7:30, Block and Spring in Fayetteville, $12. Good luck choosing wisely.
Okay. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.